朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我在东岸有两个 很好很大的教会，他们的父老都告诉我们，他们中间的孩子离开教会以后，没有一个再回来。
And a couple of East Coast churches that I know of, I have some fellowship with older brothers. A lot of the kids, when they leave their church, they never come back.
这两个教会都比我们大。
But both of these churches are bigger than ours.
他们的年轻孩子都比我们多。
And a lot more young people in the church.
虽然他们到现在大部分的孩子还是有聚会，但是都不肯回来了。
Yes, they all have continued to go to church, but they no longer come to their own church.
所以当我们看见这些大学生，他们常常回来，而且那么喜乐地跟我们一起服侍，一同敬拜，我们不可以视为理所当然。
And we see, as we see these young people come back serving with us, we shouldn't take it for granted.
我们背后有很多父母为他们祷告，很多青少年的同工们服侍他们。
There are actually a lot of parents praying behind them. There are a lot of coworkers that are serving them.
而且他们自己彼此之间有很好很好的团契和关系。
They themselves have a very wonderful fellowship.
所以他们能够把这里当作家，能够常常的回来，我们要为这个感谢神。
They call this place home, and they would be willing to come back. We should thank God.
我们很感谢主，昨天我们真的有一个很好的福音聚会。
We just want to thank the Lord. We had a wonderful service last night.
虽然弟兄姊妹不是练习的一年，但是我们负责的姊妹紧张了一年。
Even though we didn't literally practice for a year, but our sister who's been preparing, been in charge, she's been worrying for a year.
昨天看见弟兄姊妹，看见在台上讲的、唱的，我们实在非常感谢主。
She's been nervous. She wasn't worrying. We thank the Lord that as everybody's up here singing and praising God, we all rejoice with the Lord.
我们真的巴不得教会里面常常充满这种喜乐的歌声。
And we pray that these songs of joy would fill these halls all the time.
而且是全教会一起来啊。
And the entire church family comes together.
有年长像百瑟这么年长的。
There are elderly brothers like our brother.
有小到这么可爱的小女孩站在上面，我都觉得全教会一起来服侍，年轻人也来了。
The little angels and the young people, we all came and served together.
我们真的是同是蒙恩人，我们也同是见证人，要来见证耶稣。
We've all been blessed by the Lord. We're all witnesses of the Lord.
今天下午有17个人要受浸，我们也非常感谢主。
And again, this afternoon, 17 people will be baptized. We really want to thank God.
我们本来听说 Titus 一个人都没有受浸，这次一下子多了七八个哈。
And we heard that in the Titus Fellowship nobody was baptized. Now all of a sudden, most of you are getting baptized.
感谢主哈。
Praise the Lord.
我们真的是要为了教会，大家能够在主的面前持续的成长，我们感谢神。
We want to thank God that we have a continual growth. We want to give praise to
Him. 然后这些大学跟大学刚毕业的哥哥姐姐们，差点讲成嫂嫂们，哥哥姐姐们。
All of these older brothers and sisters, coming back.
他们今天下午看着他们的弟弟妹妹受浸完以后，他们自己有个 college retreat， 他们大学生的退休会。
They watch their younger brothers get baptized this afternoon. They're going to rush off to a retreat, a wonderful retreat.
我们也求神祝福他们。
And we want to pray that God would bless them during this time.
今天我们要继续为着青年的整年的主题，跟随耶稣的脚中行，做一个总结。
We want to make have a conclusion concerning the theme for this entire year, following Jesus in His footsteps.
弟兄姊妹，这个题目并不是一年可以讲得完的。
Certainly, a year is not sufficient for us to conclude.
这个题目也更不是只是让我们一年来操练而已。
And it's certainly not just a topic for us to practice for this year alone.
它实在是我们这一生我们都该做的事情。
It's something that we ought to do for the rest of our lives.
要来跟随耶稣的脚踪。
To come and follow in His footsteps.
主耶稣来到地上的时候，他就说：“来跟从我。”
Jesus came into this world and He cried out, "Come and follow me."
当时就有这么多的人放下一切的起来跟从他。
So a lot of people forsook whatever they had and they began to follow Him.
虽然耶稣已经复活升天了
，Yes, Jesus resurrected, He's ascended.
但是当他在圣灵里面回到地上来的时候
，But the Holy Spirit has returned to us.
过去的两千年里面，多少人听见这个呼声啊
？In the past 2,000 years, so many have heard this cry.
他们放下一切的起来跟随耶稣。
So they too have forsook everything to follow Jesus.
并不代表我们要放下我们的职业。
It's not to say that you have to let go of your occupation.
但是我这个人就是愿意起来跟随耶稣。
But I am willing to rise up and follow Jesus.
因为没有一个人事物能够跟他相比的。
It's not a thing or a person to compare with him.
这条路不是被勉强上来的。
But this way, walking this way, we're not forced to do.
而是他吸引了我们来跟随他
But He has drawn us to come follow
Him. 吸引我们甘心的来跟随他
He has attracted us that we were willing to follow Him.
吸引我们紧紧的来跟随他
That we were following Him closely.
耶稣说我就是世界的光
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
凡跟从我的
He who follows me
就不在黑暗里行
No longer walk in darkness.
必要得着生命的光
But shall have the light of life.
请大家注意到他是世界的光
Please pay attention that He is the light of the world.
只有在他里面没有黑暗的
Only in Him there is no darkness.
今天整个世界都是黑的。
The whole world is in darkness.
黑暗遮盖大地。
The darkness covers the land.
人的心也是黑的。
And the hearts of men are dark.
幽暗遮盖万民。
A deep darkness among the people.
耶稣说我是世界的光。
And Jesus cries out, I am the light of the world.
跟从我的。
He who follows me
就不在黑暗里行。
No longer walk in darkness.
你要知道这个光是会往前走的。
So you need to know that this light moves forward, progressive.
你不跟他。他早晚有一天不见了，淡薄了。
If you will not follow him, sooner or later it will diminish.
当我们跟随他的时候
，As you follow him,
不仅仅我们就不再在黑暗里。
Not only are we no longer in darkness,
而且他说你必要得着生命的光。
He says you will have the light of life.
弟兄姊妹啊，这个光他今天还在呼召我们。
But this light calls to us today.
还在吸引我们。
Draws us today.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们真正跟随这个光的时候
，So brothers, if we truly follow this,
这个光越照越明。
This light will grow brighter and brighter.
当我们真正跟随这个光的时候
，We are true followers of this light.
我们得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
We will have life and have it more abundantly.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们很多的信息，很多的道理可以不懂。
So, dear brothers, so many things, many doctrines we may not need to, we may not know.
耶稣是呼召我们起来跟从他。
But Jesus calls us to follow Him.
不是跟随一些道理、一些神学理论、神学思想。
Not to follow any theological thoughts or any doctrines.
不是根据一些伟大的基督徒或是一个很好的教会。
Or great leaders in the church or great church.
他是呼召我们起来跟从他。
He calls us to follow Him.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是我们这一生里面我们都不能够忽略的事。
This is the one thing that we cannot neglect for the rest of our
lives. 今天早上在总结的时候。
And this morning as we come to the conclusion.
我分三个点来总结它。
I want to conclude it in three points.
第一个讲到因着跟随耶稣，我们拥有不同的身份。
First, we want to talk about the fact that we have a different identity because we're followers of Jesus.
第二个，我们讲到因着跟随耶稣，我们开始走不同的道路。
And secondly, because we are followers of Jesus, we are walking on a different path.
换句话说，我们开始过一个完全不同的生活。
Say that we live a completely different life.
第三个讲到，因着跟随耶稣，我们得到了不同的结局。
Lastly, because we're followers of Jesus, we have a different end.
其实里面的每一个细点哈
，and every details of these topics,
我们都至少用了一堂课来讲过了。
We can use a whole message to talk about.
所以我们今天等于是总复习。
And today is just a great summary.
我们希望我们能够温故而知新啊，对不起。
I pray that we can review it and know it in our hearts.
好 ，OK， 答对一半。我们不光复习旧的，我们能够借着复习，能够更知道新的。
We not only review, but we affirm through this process we may know those things that are new.
啊，每一个我也用一节经文来做它的总结。
Every single one of them, I use a verse.
首先，我们来看，我们因着跟随耶稣，我们拥有不同的身份。
First, we have a different identity because we follow Jesus.
保罗在哥林多前书第十章15章第10节，他说：“我今日成了何等的人？”
Paul in First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10 says, what kind of man have I become? I am what I am.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗的一个很深的感受。
That's a deep feeling, a thought that Paul has.
因为他知道他从前是怎样的人。
Because he knows who he was.
他知道，然后再看看他今天，他说我今日成了何等的人。
And then he looked at himself today and he said, what a person that I've become. I am who I am.
是因为蒙了神的恩而成的。
It's entirely because of the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，每一个跟随耶稣的人。
Every single person that follows Jesus.
第一件事情讲到我们的身份，我们的地位，我们跟他的关系被改变了。
It talks about our position, our relationship with him has been completely changed.
神不再是一个高高在上的神。
God's no longer one who's sitting up above.
他是跟我们有关系的神。
He is now related to us.
圣经上讲到这位伟大的神跟我们之间的关系真的是很多很多。
The scripture gives us many, many different folds of relationship with Him.
但是就的仅仅跟随耶稣这件事。
Concerning the issue of following Jesus.
我们这里至少提到有三个特别的身份领导我们。
There are three particular identities that we possess.
第一个讲到我们成为主的门徒。
One, we are disciples of the Lord now.
成为主的学生了。
We are students of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得大家有没有想过，我们今天是在宇宙最高的学府里面受教。
And I don't know if you have thought about this, that we are in the highest university. University of the universe.
这个整个宇宙里面最高最高的学府，不是 Stanford， 不是 Harvard， 不是剑桥。
The best, the greatest university is not Stanford, is not Harvard, is not
而是基督的学校。
But the school of Christ.
不是因为学生了不起哈，因为你看看我们周围，看看我咱们。
It's not because we're great, the students are great.
没有怎么样嘛，对不对
？Look around, we can realize that we're not all that great.
他之所以成为宇宙最高的学府，是因为老师是最好的。
But because it's the best university in the universe, because it's the greatest professor.
因为基督就是我们的老师。
Because Christ is our teacher.
他是我们的老师，他呼召我们来跟随他。
He is our teacher, and he calls us to follow him.
他亲自教导我们。
He personally teaches us.
生命记三十二章告诉我们说，没有外邦神与他们同在，耶和华亲自教导他。
Deuteronomy chapter 32 says that no other gods, are with them, except for the Lord God teaches us Himself.
所以我说，请大家想一下，你这一生里面最好的老师是谁的时候。
And when I ask everybody to think about who is the best teacher you ever had.
我相信我们脑筋里面马上就会想到那个老师，小学的、中学的、大学的。
Immediately somebody would come to mind, someone maybe in grade school, a junior high or high school or college.
我不晓得我们会不会真正的想到，哎，耶稣是我最好的老师。
I don't know if we ever conclude this thought. Jesus is my best teacher.
我们在宇宙最高的学府受教。
We are at the best university in the universe.
我们有最好的老师。
We have the best teacher.
我们有最好的教材。
We have the best teaching materials.
不光是圣经。
Not just the Bible.
圣灵调度万事，在这里训练我们。
The Holy Spirit knows all things to train us up.
神为了训练约拿，可以把天地海所有的东西。
And for the sake of training Jonah, God has summoned an entire creation to be at the disposal.
大风大雨日头，比麻树小虫，什么东西神都调，陆海空都调出来了。
The wind, the sun, the ocean, even a small worm, God has caused him to come and educate Jonah.
为了改变约拿。
For the sake of changing Jonah.
为了训练约拿。
For the sake of training Jonah.
所以我们在这里有最好的老师，我们有最好的教材。
We have the best teacher with the best teaching materials.
地上没有一本教科书能够像这个圣经一样。
Not one textbook could be like our scripture.
它不光只是因为是销售量最高的书啊。
It's not only the best seller in the world.
而且这本书是神写的。
But God wrote it.
作者是神，教科书的作者是神。
The author is God himself.
在这里我们有最好的同学。
We have the best students.
你看我们有这么好的同学。
Wonderful student.
来看看，你都应该跟你的周围讲哈，谢谢你成为我的同学。
Nice to you and thank you for being my.
真的。
Schoolmate. Really? Do it.
若不是他把你折磨成这样子，你生命会这么好吗
？If he did not torture you, would you have such a wonderful life?
而若不是他在正面上服侍你，你能够有这些享受吗？不管正面的、反面的，他都是我好朋友。神把他安排在我的旁边来造就我。弟兄姊妹，这是真的，这个思想我们要去想的。你看，所有的人这一辈子只活这么一次。你有没有想过，你为什么不是活在4000年前？你有没有想到，你为什么不是欧洲人？啊，那为什么我们都是中国人？那为什么我们生在这个时代？那为什么被带到美国？为什么被带到加州？为什么带到北加州？那为什么这么倒霉进了西部基督徒聚会？那跟这些人在一起。就是呢，我们不要小看这些事情。啊，这个世界上的人说这是命运，这是机遇，这是缘，对我们来说是神的主权啊。在含情脉脉，带着爱，带着感激，看看你旁边的同伴。
Ask everybody with a look of gratitude. Look to the person next to you. Look around.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是神在基督的这个学校里面一起做学生、做门徒的。
Yes, we are disciples and students together in the school of Christ.
而在这里，这一个学校有一个最崇高的目的。
And here in this school, there's a very, very great goal.
地上的人教你怎么样子去做学问，怎么样子去赚钱，怎么样子去成功。
The world teaches you higher education, how to succeed in this world, how to earn more money.
这一个学校，我们现在这个属天的学校
，this spiritual school，
有人称它为王子训练班
，somebody calls it the school of the training school for princes。
因为圣经上告诉我们，有一天他要把天地都更新了，要叫我们来与他一同作王。
Because the scripture tells us that all creation will be made new, that we will reign with him。
要与他一同来管理这新天新地。
We will rule with him the new heaven and new earth。
虽然我不知道那是什么样子
，I don't know what that is like。
但是我们知道今天神在这里训练我们。
But I know today God is training us。
为了要叫我们能够像他、像耶稣、像他的儿子。
That we may be like Jesus, we may be like His Son。
哦，耶稣那么尊贵的进到荣耀里去。
Such glory is entered into glory。
那一天要率领众子一同进到荣耀里去。
And to lead all sons into glory。
你要知道吗？那个众子一同回到。这个荣耀里去的时候，天使天君都向主下拜的。
And when all the sons enter into glory, all the hosts in heaven will prostrate before God.
你看看我们今天这副样子，哪里像啊？
We look at ourselves, we say, how are we worthy?
连走路都没个走向，吃饭都没个吃相的。
We walk in the wrong way, we eat in the wrong way.
哦，我们需要被主改变。
We need to be transformed by the Lord.
在每一个细节里面，让我们活着不再是我，是主。
In every small details of our lives, we may say it's no longer I, but the Lord.
我们成为主的门徒，这是一件荣耀的事情。
To be a disciple of the Lord is a glorious thing.
所以圣经上说要效法他的榜样。
So the Lord says, be imitator of His example.
而主耶稣自己也说，我给你们留下的榜样。
And so Jesus said Himself, I've set an example for you.
你们要照着我向你们所行的照样去行。
Do as I've taught you to do.
有什么？这是主耶稣说的，他把他的脚踪留给我们。
Jesus says, "I've left my footsteps for you to follow."
他把他的榜样留给我们。
Set his examples before us.
跟随耶稣第一件事情，我成为耶稣的门徒。
And again, the very first thing when we follow Jesus, we are his disciple.
我成为他的学生。
I am his student.
我向宇宙中最伟大的老师学习。
I am learning from the greatest teacher of the universe.
有什么？这是神高抬我们。
God has elevated us.
我们算得了什么
？Who are we?
但是他却这样子的高抬我。
But he has elevated us.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
让我们成为主的见证人。
That we may be witnesses of the Lord.
不光外面我们跟随耶稣跟随久的人要能够说这些人是跟过耶稣的。
Not only outwardly if we follow Jesus, people from the world may say these are the people that follow the Lord.
连仇敌都说这些人是拉撒勒人，也是一伙的。
And even the enemy would say these are with Jesus of Nazareth.
哎呀，我觉得我们基督徒被人家称最好的称呼就是基督徒，因为 Christ.
Our best name is what someone calls us Christians.
Christian 就是 Christ 是整个的中心跟特点。
This name Christian means Christ is the center and the focus of all things.
意大利人是特点，对不对
？Like Italian, the key word is the fact that they're from Italy.
还有很多很多哈，这个 Mexican 墨西哥是它的特点。
Mexican because their main The scriptures, they're from Mexico.
Christian, Christ 是我们的特点。
Christians, Christ is our significance.
所以我们成为耶稣基督生命的见证人，弟兄姊妹，这是很伟大的事情。
And to be witnesses of Jesus Christ is a glorious thing.
啊，不光我们生活外面的见证要能够彰显耶稣。
Not only in our lives, how we live, we need to testify of Him.
啊，我想我们都看过电视广告，每次做那种shampoo的啦，或是生发剂的啦，都是找那种头发很漂亮的人。
And we see that in commercials, whenever they have commercial shampoos or people who grow hair, we'll always find somebody who looks good, right?
不会找我去做头发广告的。
They're not going to go find me and go do some kind of hair commercial.
所以以前在很早以前，有人在一条那个游轮上面卖生发剂。
And a long time ago, somebody's on a steamboat was selling potions that would grow hair.
啊，他一瓶都卖不出去，因为他自己是秃头。
He couldn't sell a bottle because he himself is bald.
然后，所以你要卖一些东西出去的时候，你先活出他的见证来。
If you want to sell something, you got to be able to live it, right?
那弟兄姊妹，当我们去跟别人传耶稣的时候，别人要看见耶稣。
When we go tell others about Jesus, they got to see Jesus.
当我们在这里传福音的时候，别人要先看见福音。
When we share the gospel, they got to be able to see the gospel first.
看见耶稣怎么改变我们。
You want to see how Jesus changed you.
看见基督徒到底不同在哪里。
How are Christians actually different from the world?
所以我们是成为耶稣基督的见证人，弟兄姊妹，这是大事情。
And brothers and sisters, you get to be witnesses of Jesus Christ, that is a big thing.
所以我前一阵子引用一个传道人的一句话，他说：“生命是我的奖章，生活是我的讲台。”
And a preacher once said that my life is my writing, and the way I live is my sermon.
我的生命是我的奖章啊，是我的 message。我的生活是我的讲台，是我在这里 deliver 我的 message。
My life is my message, and the way I live is the.My pulpit, the way I deliver my message.
所以我们到处都在讲道。
So no matter where we're going, we are preaching.
弟兄姊妹，这是每一个人，不光是传道人的事。
This is a matter for every single one of us, not just preachers.
啊，第三件事情。
Thirdly,
成为主的同伴。
To become companions of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹啊，这也是一件非常非常荣耀的事情。
Brothers and sisters, you realize it's a glorious thing.
啊，主不光我们是他的学生。
Not only were we the students of the Lord.
主耶稣在约翰福音十五章说：“从此以后，我要称你们为朋友啊。”
John in chapter 15, the Lord says, "From now on, I am going to call you friends."
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是一个何等的谦卑啊
！What a humbling act of the Lord.
天使天君连正眼都不敢看耶稣的。
The hosts in heaven.Dare not even look at the Lord.
我说有一首诗歌说，他说我良人一举目，众天使皆下拜。
And there's a hymn that says, "My beloved, as he looks up, all the angels prostrate."
太圣洁，太荣耀了。
Because he is so holy, he is so glorious.
没有一个天使配这样正眼看他。
Not one angel is worthy to gaze and to look at the Lord.
他唱到我的良人一举目一抬头看的时候，所有的天使轰全部下拜。
Says my beloved, as soon as he gazes, he looks up.All the angel prostrates.
我绝对相信那一天我们跟着耶稣一起进荣耀的时候。
I believe that day when we enter into glory with the Lord.
那时我们唱 Amazing Grace， 我们的感觉会完全不一样的。
And we're going to have a whole different understanding of Amazing Grace.
不光我们已经脱离了地狱火炉的审判。
But it's not just that we've been set free from hellfire.
我们居然进到一个那么荣耀的境界。
We are walking into the realms of glory.
他认我们，他称我们为他的朋友。
He calls us friends.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我在服事上疲倦灰心的时候
，But so oftentimes when I am tired in services,
啊，常常在我里面给我的一个最大的安慰和力量，就是主永远没有丢弃我。
The greatest encouragement that I have at those moments is that the Lord will never forsake us, will never forsake me.
这个朋友是最信实的朋友。
This friend is the most faithful friend.
这个朋友是最。我们的朋友
this friend knows us the very best.
这个朋友是最了解我们的
And this friend can understand us.
最能够帮助我们
He's the one that's able to help.
常常在我最疲倦的时候，我就安静在主的面前，一面想他，一面流泪
A lot of time when I'm most weary, I would think about him and I would shed tears.
什么都会改变的
Everything changes.
天地万物都会改变的
Heaven and earth will change.
周围的人都会改变的
People around us may change.
今天跟你鼓掌的人，明天可能打你巴掌
People who may applaud you today may slap on you.To face tomorrow.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，这个世界没有一个是真正可靠的。
There's not a thing that is trustworthy.
但是这个朋友永远可靠。
But this friend, he's forever faithful.
主耶稣说，
Jesus said,
他在约翰福音十二章二十六节。
In John chapter 12, verse 26,
他说，若有人要服侍我，就当跟从我。
Anyone who wants to serve me, he must follow me.
大家想不想服侍主啊？
Friends, do you want to serve the Lord?
真的很想服侍主的趋势，不是虚荣心啊，就是要只要服侍就好。
Not necessarily full time, but you want to serve the Lord.
那不想服侍，干嘛信主呢
？If you don't want to serve the Lord, why do you believe in Him?
如果不想服侍他，干嘛称他为主呢
？If you don't want to serve Him, why are you calling Him Lord?
服侍主是每一个圣徒你们的本分跟责任。
And to serve the Lord is our duty, and it is who we are.
因为我们是他用重价用他的血买赎回来的。
We have been purchased by the price, the heavy price of His blood.
所以服侍主是理所当然的。
To serve the Lord is more than reasonable.
但是主在这里却说，若有人要服侍我。
But Jesus says, if anyone serves me.
条件是什么
？What is the requirement?
就当跟从我。
Let him follow me.
我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在哪里。
And where I am, there my servant will be also.
这叫做成为羔羊的同伴。
This is to be the companion of the lamb.
在启示录十四章讲到得胜者的时候
，In Revelation chapter 14, when it talks about overcomers,
特别说到羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随。
It says no matter where the lamb went, they followed.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个跟随耶稣的人
，A person who follows Jesus,
在我们里面有一个条件
，There is one requirement
就是不管主往哪里去，我要跟随他。
That is no matter where the Lord goes, you must follow.
这也是所有要侍奉主的人的一个条件。
This is also the requirement for all who want to serve.
这里讲到若有人要跟从我。
Here again it says if anyone follows me.
若有人要服侍我，就当跟从我。
If anyone wants to serve me, he must follow me.
我在哪里，他们也要在哪里。
Where I am, he must be also.
然后这一节圣经。结束的时候
，And at the conclusion of this verse, it says,
再一次讲
，It says again,
若有人服侍我
，If anyone serves me,
我们经文换回去好不好？若有人服侍我，怎么样
？If anyone serves me,
我父必尊重他。
My father will honor him.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意到这一节的经文非常宝贝，像那个中国像我们写文章的挂号一样，左挂号，右挂号。
And you remember, this verse is wonderful. It's almost like a saying that is inside a quote.
有前挂号，后挂号。约翰福音十二章二十六节。若有人要服侍我，这是前面。
If anyone serves me, this is the beginning of the quote.
结束的时候，若有人要服侍我。
And the conclusion of the quote, if anyone serves me.
好像一个挂号一样。
It's like a parenthesis.
前面若有人要服侍我，就当跟从我。
If anyone wants to serve me, he must follow me.
这是讲到我们的条件。
And this is the requirement for following him.
后面结束的时候再讲说，若有人要服侍我。
And then the conclusion says again, if anyone serves me.
我父必尊重他。
My father will honor him.
这是跟随他、服侍他的人得到的最高的奖赏。
And this is the greatest reward of anyone who wants to follow or serve the Lord.
父要 honor 我们，要尊重我们。
His father will honor us.
好，弟兄姊妹，在这里讲到我们成为羔羊的同伴和朋友。
Brothers, here again, it speaks of the fact that we're companions and the friends of the Lamb.
讲到我们要真正、真心的跟随他，陪着他。
We need to follow him wholeheartedly and to be with him.
他陪着我们。
He's with us.
是一生之久的。
It's for a lifetime.
他不离不弃，从来不丢弃我。
He will never forsake us.
但是我们陪不陪着他
？But whether we will.Be with him.
就在乎我们愿不愿意跟随他了。
Depends on whether we want to follow him.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的挑战。
Brothers, this is a huge challenge.
很多的时候我们在这里唱我最知心的朋友。
A lot of times when we sing, he is my best friend.
很多的时候我们在这里唱说主啊，我已经决定要跟随耶稣。
A lot of times we sing, I've decided to follow Jesus.
可是我们却不肯真正起来跟随他。
We're not really willing to truly get up.
我们有这个心愿。
We have the desire.
我们有这个渴慕。
We have the longing.
我们有这样子的祷告。
We have such a prayer.
但是关键是在于，是不是我在哪里，服侍我的人也在哪里。
But the issue is, am I where the one who I am serving now?
所以你去香港、去中国、去台湾，现在很多人家里面都请那个什么看护，或是叫外劳。OK， 这些名词我真不会讲，就请人来家里面帮忙啊。
And a lot of times you go to Hong Kong, Taiwan, or China, you discover that a lot of people hire. people to come and help at home.
请问你一个月你花1000多块钱请了一个人来。
And a month, let's say you pay $1,000 to ask somebody to come and be your help.
然后他就跟你讲，他说我这个人是来帮忙可以，但是我不做饭的。
He will come and say, okay, I came to help you, but I want to let you know I don't cook.
然后我也不扫厕所的。
I don't clean the bathroom.
我也不帮忙洗澡的。
I'm not going to help with giving bath.
然后晚上9点钟国语连续剧开始的时候，我不做事的。
9 o'clock, when the soap opera begins, I got to stop my work.
吃完饭我最多只帮忙洗碗，我不洗锅的。
After we have our meals, the most I will wash are the dishes. I'm not going to wash any pots and pans.
请问这样子的人你会不会雇佣的
？And I would ask you, if such a person comes with those conditions, would you hire him?
所以主耶稣在这里呼召我们跟随他的时候，很多时候我们就是这样。
So a lot of times Jesus calls us to follow him, we're exactly like that example.
哦，我愿意跟随耶稣。
Oh, Jesus, we want to follow you.
你是我最知心的朋友，有了你我还缺什么呢
？You're my best friend. If I have you, I lack nothing.
但是主啊，有几个条件。
But Lord, I have a couple of conditions here.
礼拜天准时聚会 ？Oh no way, 不可能。
Sunday be at church on time?I don't think so.
我不可能9点半到的。
I can't be here at 9:30.
哦，要11奉献？哦，不可能的。
Tithe?I don't think I could do that.
主啊，我常常都付不出账单来的，不可能的。
Lord, I can't pay my bills, so I don't think I could tithe.
每天要读经？哦，主，不可能的。
To read your word every day, Lord, I don't think so.
我礼拜天来听那篇道就够了。
I will come on Sundays. I will sit there and listen to a message.
主日学要做作业？哦，不可能的。
Sunday school homework, Lord, uh-uh.
哦，吵架要舍己？哦，不可能的。你看他那副样子。
When I get in the fight, I have to.I have to give up. Look at that person.
弟兄姊妹，这不叫跟随主的。
Friends, this is not following the Lord.
主说，若有人要跟随我
，Jesus says, if anyone follows,
他就应当舍己。
He needs to deny himself.
天天背起他的十字架起来跟从我。
Take up his cross daily and follow me.
这节圣经我们等下结束的时候会再回来。我们接下来看。
And we're going to continue, and look.
当我们跟随耶稣的时候
，When we follow Jesus,
渐渐我们的身份地位被改变
，Not only our identity and our positions change,
我们跟他的关系被改变
，Our relationship with him has changed,
我们成为他的门徒
，We are his disciples,
我们成为他的见证人
，We become his witnesses,
我们成为他的朋友
，We become his friend.
而且在这里讲到，我们跟着他开始走不同的道路。
And then it says, as we follow him, we begin to walk on a different path.
这个都在我们信息里面都讲过了。
And it's all in the messages that we talked about already.
因着跟随耶稣
，and because we follow Jesus,
我们整个人生的道路被更换了。
Our life's path has completely changed.
我们整个生活的境界、性质被改变。
The realm and the nature of our lives has been changed.
在这里有三个关键的字。
There are three key words here.
一个叫属天。Heavenly,
one is heavenly.
一个叫生命
one is life.
一个叫荣耀
the other one is glory.
弟兄姊妹，这三个字，如果你光去为这三个字祷告的话
and if you just pray for these three words,
祷告完，你已经真的是被天充满，被生命充满，被荣耀充满
and you pray thoroughly through these words, you're filled with heaven, this life, and this glory.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹。欢迎你给我们来信，分享收听后的感想。也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。